Hi, this is Jeff with Just Press Start for more PAX East 2011 coverage. I'm here with David from Robot Entertainment, and we're looking at the title Orcs Must Die. So David, why don't you introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about the company and about the game.
Hi Jeff, I'm with Robot Entertainment. I'm the lead designer on Orcs Must Die, and we're here showing this game for the first time here at PAX. We're pretty excited to show it. It's an action strategy game. It's kind of got some defense game elements and some action elements, and we're kind of just going to let you play and see how you do with it.
All right, so why don't you give me a little bit of background about the story of the game?
Well, in the story of the game, you're a war mage. You're sort of one of the last of the war mages. They've been building these fortresses for years and years and years in the bad world, on the far side of these magical rifts that connect the bad world to the good world. And they're kind of trying to protect their world from this horde of orcs that are attempting to reach through the rift into your world. So they've constructed these fortresses. The orcs beat down the gates. They're trying to get to the rift. And you're using your selection of traps and spells and to defend the rifts from the bad guys.
And I also saw it looked like there are a lot of traps you can set up as well as part of the tower defense aspect of it.
Absolutely. I think the traps plus the action are really what we're trying to get at. We're trying to make sure it's not just one or the other, and you really need to use both to win. So
tell me a little bit about Robot Entertainment. How'd you guys get started?
We started about 2 years ago. We used to be part of Ensemble Studios. A lot of us are ex-Ensemble guys.
Right.
So we started up a couple years ago. We have been working on this game for about 6 months, and we've got a few more months to go, and we're going to be out this summer. So.
That sounds great. So tell me a little bit about the art style that you've got here. It's an over-the-top like animation style, so why don't you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think the artists really kind of embraced the game, and they kind of took it to heart, and I think they've had an awful lot of fun with it, and I think that shows in the game. They were really inspired by some of the stuff we were doing. We wanted to make the orcs fun and goofy, and the style really kind of just entertaining and to feed the gameplay, which is a little bit fun and goofy. So.
All right, so what's your philosophy on game design? What's the experience you want them to get out of this?
Well, I think we were just looking to deliver something that was just a whole lot of action, a whole lot of fun, kind of do something a little bit different. I think you'll feel like this title hasn't really been seen before. While it does have defense game elements, I don't think it plays like a straight defense game at all. I think if the player doesn't get down in there and mix it up with the horde, he's going to be in a lot of trouble. So.
Okay, and this is going to be available for what platforms?
We're going to do multi-platform coming summer of this year.
Okay, great. That sounds good. So why don't we give it a look, and you can kind of walk me through it a little bit while we keep recording.
Sure.
Now, I'm normally left-handed, but I'll try to...
left-handed? Okay. Well, we could probably move things around a little if you want to try to...
Are the arrow keys available?
I think these do work,
perfect.
Yes.
Okay. So. If you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Is this an all right spot for that?
That should be all perfect.
Right, cool.
Or actually, we're right there.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so select the corner. That'll be the first level. Imagine this is a pretty early level in the campaign. So every level, you're kind of getting new toys. By this point, you've got about 5 toys and only about 4 slots to put them in.
Okay.
I think you've got a pretty good selection of stuff to take with you for this level.
Sounds good.
You could swap one out and swap one back in, but I think we're pretty good to go
okay.
with what you got. So close your spell book when you're ready with the close button. And we give you as much time as you want to kind of investigate the environment, look at your traps. You've got one weapon, the crossbow, which has a left click to shoot. It gets less accurate the faster you shoot it.
And what's the right click do?
The right click is a stun. It takes your energy, but it'll stun a small area of group of guys. The energy comes back pretty quickly, though. There's some interactive features in the environment, including chandeliers that drop, but those are one-time use, so you might want to save them.
Right, I'm going to hold up on that.
If you look behind you, you've got some acid pots that actually you can shoot more than once, so if you want to try those to see how they work, you can absolutely do that. They tip acid on the bad guys. Those will reset and refill.
Nice.
It doesn't take very long. You've got a bunch of traps you can place, too. We've given you 3. You have a spike trap that kills the enemy, an arrow trap which goes on the wall and also kills the enemy, and then a slowing trap that'll slow the enemy down that's good in combination with the other traps. You start with a certain amount of money, and you get more money for killing the guys.
So if I wanted to put a slowing trap under that chandelier to do the most damage, so how would I go about that?
Absolutely. So you kind of select the slow trap.
There?
You don't have to go down
there.
You might get a better view from down there, so that might help you out a little bit. You can certainly hop down there. And that's pretty close to under the chandelier, I think, so you're in pretty good shape.
Cool.
If you have a trap selected, then you can right-click to get back to your crossbow also. That's a shortcut we do, so you can quickly get back to your weapon. You do have more money, so maybe you want to consider some other traps. The wall traps are pretty good down there.
They're all going to come through that one door?
They're all going to come through the one door and stay on the bottom level and travel around and head for the rift. If you hop down there, you can take a look at it.
All right.
Do you need to invert the...
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, it does have to be on the floor. Okay, so let's put one of those there.
you have enough money, maybe you want to try and mix it up and have one of the wall traps.
Yeah, so I think I'm putting a wall trap up, too.
Just beyond that slowing trap would probably be good, or, okay. or anywhere you like, anywhere you like. So that's a pretty good spot.
All right.
That's good to have a sense of the environment. We really want to make sure the environment kind of is different on every level. That's a big part of the game. So evaluating the environment, figuring out what traps to take, how you want to approach each level is a big deal in the game.
Okay.
So I think you're ready to go. So when you're ready to go, you might want to get your crossbow ready to go.
Oh.
You can right click to get it back out, and then just hit G and they'll start coming through the door.
So what games were you influenced by when you were creating this?
Well, I think we're influenced by a really wide variety of stuff. I mean, a lot of this happened really organically. I mean, we were looking at some defense games. We were looking at some action strategy games. We were looking at, you know, things as wide-ranging as Dota and even Horde mode from shooters. We were looking at some shooter mechanics that we were pretty interested in and that we thought we could bring into this kind of environment. So, I mean, we're kind of all over the map. We really think we've got something a little bit different here, so.
Yeah, definitely. So, the trap mechanic, it seems like it's a very important part of the title. So, how did you come up with what nasties you wanted to use on people?
I think that was also pretty organic. I mean, we definitely talked a lot as a studio about what would be fun. We kept kind of coming up with more and more gruesome stuff and more deadly ways to kill orcs. And when we started being able to combine those things and see the traps working in combination, that was when the game really kind of took off.
Oh, it was waiting for that. Okay, that's great.
You look like you need inverted mouse.
I kind of do.
Okay, so invert Y right there.
Fantastic.
Okay, now you'll be better off, I think. Better?
Much.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what kind of challenges do you find working on multi-platform type of game?
You know, this game has actually lended itself pretty well so far. We're still pretty early in the development of the other platforms, but I think we've got a pretty good sense of how this game is going to work on the other platforms. There's definitely some challenges in kind of adapting to the control schemes. I would say that's the biggest one. We're pretty fortunate in that the engine and some of the third-party stuff we're using is supported on multiple platforms, so we're able to handle that kind of stuff pretty well.
So what features that you put in so far are you the happiest with, or are you hoping that players will use the most?
Well, I'm excited just mostly by the interaction between the traps and the combat. I think we're really honing in on that spot where you can't just do one, you kind of have to do a little of both.
Right.
And that's pretty important to the design. We didn't want this to become just another tower defense game or just another action game. It needed to be a little of both. You look like you're in trouble
there. I thought I had my acid trap over here.
So you made it through the wave. You got seven points left. That's the number tracking as the guys come through.
Oh, I can put more stuff down.
You can put more stuff down, yeah. Yeah, you've actually got a lot of money, so.
Oh, well.
Don't forget your right click stun. You can slow up the guys as they get close to the traps.
That's true.
And depending on where you hit in the group, that'll actually slow up a pretty big group of them.
So did you find it more difficult to work with console controllers, say you're going multi-platform, than with mouse keyboard, or just not?
I think the console controller presents its own set of challenges, and there are things that we're trying to do that are different for each platform. So,
right.
So I mean, I don't think we're thinking of them as separate things, really. I mean, there's certainly some commonalities, but you got to approach those control schemes just really differently. The expectations are different. I mean, things like auto-aim that work really well on a console. The PC shooter crowd is less interested in that kind of stuff, so. So now you're getting one more break before the end. We actually give you a big bunch of money.
Oh, okay.
So when you're ready to go, you can go again, but I would probably place your traps first this time.
I like the fact that you cannot be hurt by your own traps.
Yeah. We thought that felt like a little too much for the player to manage. You're out of money again. Now, if you want to, you can sell your traps. We're trying to be pretty forgiving about it, letting you rearrange your traps so you actually get all your money back for selling.
Yeah, I'm going to sell that one and put up. Oh, so I'll need to sell that one too. There we go.
There you go.
Okay. Now I am ready for some Orcage. So why all the hate for orcs?
Well, come on. They have bad teeth. They're green. Orcs must die. Come on now.
I've just been reading that novel series of orcs, and I'm taking a split second to not feel sorry for these guys.
You can't feel sorry for orcs.
This is really enjoyable. Now, is there going to be a multiplayer aspect to this as well?
You know, we're starting out, we're going to focus on the single player. We want to keep it kind of tight and
fantastic.
Focused. But I think there's some logical places we could take this next if that's what the community seems to want,
right.
I think,
I love the fact that it's single player. A lot of these types of games become multiplayer, and there are a lot of us who just enjoy the single experience.
Co-op is certainly a logical place to take it, and I think a lot of people ask about that. We're going to look at it and see what the fans seem to want after we get the game out and see how it feels. The game design's a little bit new and fresh, so we kind of feel like we want to see what people want out of it before we go too deep in it.
So far, I love that there are many different orc types. You don't see them from a distance, but it looks like a lot of care went into the...
Yeah, we definitely, even for the basic orcs that are coming in, we have a lot of different designs, trying to give you some variation so you're not just fighting the same orc over and over. I always hate that guy with the helmet. I want to get him.
They have a lot of personality. I love it.
Yeah, they have. It's hard to hear here on the show floor, but they actually say a lot of funny stuff, too, as they're coming in.
Oh, that's great.
Your character is kind of a smart guy, so he'll say a lot of funny stuff in return. So.
So far, what's the buzz been? What have people been saying? I mean, it looks great.
You know what? We've been packed for the last day or so, and we seem to be packed again today, so we're pretty excited. It seems like the fans are responding to it, but we'll see. You know, we're having a good show so far. I hope it keeps up.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, thank you very much, David, for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
Maybe at some point in the future, if you have review codes or you want to come back on the show, let us know.
Absolutely.
We would love to take another look.
Have you got somebody's card? Have you got Justin's card?
I don't.
Okay, let me give you the last.